Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are a little bit closer to some warmer weather, I hope. It's now May, and things are beginning to improve. It is getting warmer, but the nights are still cold. So, you know, be careful. Think before you plant, and don't rush the season. I know you're all excited, so am I. And I want to get everything in the garden that I can to try and make up for lost time. But, you know, this is a year that's different than one that we've had in a long, long time. Some years we've got the whole garden planted by now. And the grass has been mowed half a dozen times. And, you know, we're really going. But this year it's been a slow start due to the cold weather and all the snow that we had during the winter taking its time to melt. So we're all running behind. We're all in the same boat, as we should say. And time will tell. So don't worry about it. I'm sure that Mother Nature will make up for it this summer and give us days where we're cursing her with the heat that she's going to give us. So concentrate on your cold weather crops in the vegetable garden. So things like broccoli, cauliflower, celery, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, peas, spinach, kale, collard greens. All those will take the cold weather. And as a matter of fact, if you can get these crops in the ground while the weather is cool, they'll do a lot better. They don't like to get put in like you do tomatoes. Tomatoes and peppers and eggplant and squash. They like it when it's warm. And you try and plant things like broccoli and cauliflower. They just don't mature like they should. Onions can also be put in. And believe me, if you have your choice to plant onion seedlings, looks like a little piece of grass compared to a bulb, try the seedlings this year. Plant them on the shallow side. And if you don't believe me, plant a row or a half a row of the little onion sets that you buy in the nylon bag, little bulbs, and half a row of the onion seedlings. And it will blow your mind how much bigger the little seedlings will get compared to the bulb. It's just that the bulb has been pre-grown and then dug out of the ground, hit with a chemical that makes it sleep and lay dormant. And then when you put it back in the ground, it wakes up and it starts to grow. But it just never catches up to the seedling. So try that. A lot of nurseries and garden centers will sell onions already started. And you can go to Home Depot and Lowe's, and you can buy bunches of onions that you can plant directly in the garden. And they come in quick. Leeks, get them planted. Shallots. And you'll love it. I mean, the leeks are just love. And what you have to do, soften up your soil for about 6-8 inches deep and blend in some compost or animal manure. And then take your finger, make a hole the depth of your index finger. Set your leek in the hole, and then fill the hole about half full so that you've got a hole with green sticking out of it. And then as the plant gets larger and larger, then you fill in the hole that the leek is in. And during the course of the year, mound a little bit of soil around the sides of your leek, and that will give you more white flesh to your leek. They like to be fed on a regular basis, or use a product like dynamite, and they'll get big. And shallots, if you've never grown shallots, you're in for a treat. You plant one bulb, and I put mine about a foot apart. And by the time that the season is over, that one shallot has made 5, 6, 7 shallots about the size of, not quite the size of a golf ball, a little bit smaller. And they are wonderful. It's like half garlic and half onion. And I love them for cooking in omelets. They're out of this world. And you can put onions and leeks and shallots in an onion and in an omelet, and you'll love it. But all three of those can be put in. If the ground is cold and, you know, the temperature, my house in Maine is 37, so I'm not going to plant carrots and things like beets yet and green beans yet because it's been wet, it's been cool, and the end result is some of the seed rots in the soil because they want a warmer beginning. So I'm going to hold off on that. Lettuce I'll plant. And did you know that if you plant lettuce and you have areas where nothing comes up and then areas where there are a lot of them, you can take the tip of your trowel, dig up a plant and transplant them so that you have a nice even row and they don't choke each other out. I like leaf lettuce because I can cut it and it will come right back. And I can actually cut it twice, so I can get that more often. Spinach. I plant the spinach. I harvest it. When it's done, then I'll plant a second row of beans for later on. And things like tomatoes and peppers, eggplant, they love the heat. Squash, they love the heat. Cucumbers, they love the heat. So I wait until at least the second or third week in May. Just depends where you live. If you live in, let's say, New York State down, then you can probably plant them a little bit earlier. If you live in Virginia, get them in the ground now. But if you live in New England, then you got to hold off a little bit. Give the soil a chance to warm up. Let Mother Nature have time to warm up the garden for you and make things better. And I think you'll be in much, much better shape. And this year, condition the soil before you plant. Get some, you know, get some black gold products. They've got cocoa shell. They have compost. And it really makes a big difference. Now, a lot of us have waste. You know, whether it's weeds or the grass clippings and, you know, where if you haven't raked your lawn yet, give it good cleaning and take all that junk that you've raked from your lawn and make a compost pile. Or better still, many years ago, well, 3 or 4 years ago, we used to promote a product called a compost tumbler. And this compost tumbler is a fantastic machine. It looks like a drum on a stand, and you put all of your green material and your brown material, which would be your dead leaves and pine needles. You add water, and you keep turning it on a daily basis. And within the 2 to 3 week period, you've got beautiful black compost that increases worms in your soil, helps them retain moisture. It's now available, and we'll tell you more about that after this.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app, the sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to do some gardening?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, things are warming up. We can get out in the yard and plant a few things. Who do we have up first this morning, Mike?
First up, we've got Hank from Massachusetts, and he's got a couple questions, one about hemlock and the other about tomatoes.
Okay, Hank, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I'm going to have to scold you this week. I called last week. I was the second caller. I don't know if you remember. We were talked about lilac trees.
Yes.
And I had three questions, hemlock and tomatoes. And we went to a break, and we never come back. You went right on to the next caller. So I never
I'm sorry.
I wasn't very happy with you. But on the whole, I've been listening to you for quite a while. I'm 77, so I'm up there. But on the hemlocks, I have the good old Willy Adalgia.
Yep.
It's just starting. I have 9 of them that are my privacy from an apartment house, so they're about 15, 18 feet high.
Okay.
And again, I went to, I do my business mostly with Mahoney's in Chelmsford, because I'm only about, I live pretty close to the New Hampshire border, so they're only about 25 minutes away. And I couldn't remember what you prescribed for the hemlock. And when I told them out there that you had prescribed it, and they gave me a Bayer Advanced tree and shrub.
Perfect.
12 months, so that's good.
Yep. Yeah, what you do is you measure the circumference of your tree.
Well, that's it. I had 122 ounces that I needed. So I bought a gallon the first Tuesday. I go on Tuesday because you get a senior discount. And that helps. So I didn't measure anything. I just went and I talked to them, and I come home with a quart bottle. And of course, after I measured all the trees, I needed about 122 ounces. So I got the gallon, and that made me 128. So I already have that done. They also gave me an all seasons hot agricultural spray oil.
Right.
To get the, it's showing on not all of them, but a few of them, the white cottony texture there.
Right.
And so I've applied that. I've got about two bottles of this already mixed spray. So the bear is the one to do.
Yeah, what you want to do is, see, the thing that's nice about the Bayer is there's no spraying. You put 1 ounce per inch diameter of your tree in a bucket of water. So if one tree is 3 ounces, 3 inches in circumference, you put 3 ounces, put a gallon or so of water in it, and then pour it slowly around the base of the plant so that it soaks in real close to the trunk. And then do the next one and so forth until they're all done. And the tree will absorb it, and it will move it up 75 feet in the air.
Oh, good.
And it's inside that tree so that it can rain all it wants. It can't wash it off. And when that woolly adelgid starts to suck on the plant, he gets a mouthful of it, and he's a goner.
Okay, now, is that close to the trunk? I went almost to the drip edge, but is that too far?
No, they want you to put it right up against the trunk of the tree. When we first started talking about it with Ken Kukurowski, I had assumed that that's where all of your feeder roots are, and that would be the best place. And he said, no, they've done all kinds of tests, and they found that you pour it basically down the side of the tree, let it run right up against it, and the tree seems to absorb it a lot quicker, gets it up to the top, and...
I went right close to the. I mean, I went about 2 feet away.
Yeah. No. If you're only a couple of feet, you're going to be okay.
That's okay.
Now, don't hang up. You stay right there.
I won't.
I promise. We'll come right back to you.
Well, I think okay.
Need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's armory listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Pamet Garden Club. We're talking with Hank this morning. We just discussed the woolly adelgid, which looks like little pieces of cotton growing on hemlock trees. So that if you have hemlock on your property, check it out, because this is not an insect that you want to mess around with, because I have seen, an 18-inch diameter tree about 60, 65 feet tall that had it, and in a 3 to 4 year period, it was dead because the homeowners did nothing to stop it. So if you see it, do like Hank does, get some tree and shrub. And it's made by Bonide, it's made by Ferdy Loam, and it's made by Bayer. And it's a good product. Now, what was your second question, Hank?
On my tomatoes, I've been battling the early and late blight for years. In fact, I've called you a couple of times on it. Mm-hmm. And last year, I had my best results, finally, with the copper spray. And I also heard you talk about when you plant them, to put them in the agrofos, is it?
Yes.
Just how much do you put in? I put in about 26 tomato plants. So how,
okay.
What do you put in the bucket? What's the ratio?
What I did is you can either use agrofos that's made by Monterey Lawn and Garden, Or there's a company called Organocide from Florida. And their product is called Plant Doctor. And same product. Works very, very well. And you follow the recommendations. And what I did is I made a gallon of the product.
Okay.
And I dug my holes for my tomatoes and took the root ball and the foliage and submerged it into the bucket that contained the fungicide, so that the roots were now saturated with the product and the foliage was wet and covered with it. Planted them, got everything in line, and then the liquid that I had left, I poured a little bit around each of my tomato plants. And because I had the problem 3 years in a row, what I did is I bought a cheap, like a 2-gallon watering can, and I applied the product over and on the foliage of my tomatoes 3 times, about 2 weeks apart, just to be on the safe side in case there were some spores in the ground from the previous year. And after that, I just left it alone, and they came out beautiful.
Oh, so that's even without spraying the Carpathone. You just mix up the solution and put that on there every 2 weeks?
Yep. Yeah, as I said, I didn't do it all summer. I did it at the time of planting. I waited 2 weeks, and the plant really grew, and I hit it again. I waited another 2 to 3 weeks. I hit it a second time. And then another 2 to 3 weeks, and I hit it a third time, and that was it. And I had no problems with blight on my tomato plants. So it's either Agrifos by Monterey or Plant Doctor by Organocide. It's a company from Florida. And if you only knew how many tomatoes they grew in Florida, you'd see why that this company is down here.
Yeah, well, good. And I also put, when I plant the tomatoes, I use organic Espoma Biotone Starter Plus. Is that? I've got good results with that. I don't know if you talk about other stuff, but that's what I use, a tablespoonful in the hole before I put the plant in.
Yeah, Biotone is very good. It's full of microbes, and it really stimulates the root system, and it gets the plant moving. And I've used it in the past and have had very, very good results, and so should you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you. You're off my good season.
You're off my bad list. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hank. I appreciate it. Bye-bye now. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. And I was telling you about the compost tumbler. And I have one. And I'll tell you, it's a big drum. It's a fiberglass and metal drum. And you put all of your garden waste and house waste in it. So when you peel your potatoes and carrots and that type of stuff, or you have any vegetables left over, no meat, throw it in the compost tumbler. And you turn it. And as long as you keep it wet and it's in the sun, you can have compost in a 2 to 3 week period. And you figure at $7-$8 a bag for compost, you fill this, you'll have 3 to 4 wheelbarrow fulls. And I make it, and as I make it, I take it to the garden, I dump it in between the rows and use it as like a mulch around my plants. It's wonderful. And the company was bought by Mantis. And that's why for a while we didn't talk about it, because of negotiations and everything. And Mantis makes a rototiller that you will love. My dad had one, and he was 80, 85. He couldn't handle the big rototiller. And this Mantis tiller only weighs about 20 pounds. And it's got a 5-year guarantee, and the tines will not break, and it's easy to handle. And I'll tell you, you can get information for both of them. They'll send you a packet. And here's the phone number to call, 800-880-2345. That's 800-880-2345. And tell me you want information on the Mantis and the compost tumbler. And I'll tell you, my dad loved the compost tumbler. It tilled that ground just like a great big heavy duty. And it's a lot cheaper and a lot easier to handle. And as I said, my dad was 80. He used it in the garden. And he said that it was no effort at all. So think about it. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gary from Massachusetts, and he's got a mole problem that he wants some help dealing with.
Gary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Well, good morning to you, sir. Well, I figured I'd call the all-knowing, so I called you.
Thank you.
I have a serious mole problem. I have a backyard. It's the soil is awesome. I have a lot of worms. It's about 30 by 60, the area where I'm getting destroyed by this mole.
Yep.
Now, the holes, I know you step on them and pound them down to see where his tunnels are. Well, there's so many holes, Paul. I can't decide where he's going.
Yeah.
You know, it's just ridiculous. And in 2 weeks' time, I mean, he's halfway through the lawn.
Yeah, and the thing is, he's cutting the root system of the grass.
Correct.
And so you end up with like a racetrack going through the lawn at a crazy, crazy... The first year we built our house, we didn't get in until mid to late September, and the front of the house is where all the kids were playing, and it was all dirt, and I knew if I planted grass seed that it just wouldn't come up in time, and then the kids had no place to play. So I bought some sod, and I sodded the front of the yard, and now the kids had a place to play. Well, when spring came, the moles got in there, and they killed about 80% of my sod.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm not.
So I know what you're going through. So there are a couple of things that work really, really well. There's St. Gabriel Labs. They make the Milky Spore disease. And they have a product called Holy Moly.
Holy Moly.
And it's a product that you put down with a spreader. And you put it down on your lawn. You water it in. And it will take them right out. It won't hurt them. But it will drive them out, because the active ingredients is a very high concentration of castor oil and other things. And castor oil is a laxative. So the mole is in your lawn. He sees this big, fat, juicy earthworm. He eats it. And the earthworm is coated with the castor oil. Well, he eats the worm. He gets the runs. And he says, "Oh, that wasn't a good one." And they leave.
Right.
So Holy Moly is good.
Right, who made that?
It's made by St. Gabriel.
St. Gabriel. Okay.
And then if you can't find that, there's a company called Messima, and it's spelled Messinas. And they have a liquid that you can put in a bottle sprayer. You spray it in your yard, water it in, and it will do the same thing. And it will do a real good job. And what I like about the Messina, last year and the year before, in my garden, half of it is a straight garden right in the ground, and the other half are raised beds. And the darn voles got in there, and they ran along the wood, and they ate all my carrots and all my beets underground. And the way that you know the difference is a vole with a V is a vegetarian.
Okay. And I eat that bit of worms. It's very fertile soil.
Yeah, and then a mole with an M is a meat eater. And he'll eat earthworms and grubs. So in your lawn, then you would have a mole. In your vegetable garden or in your perennial gardens, if you're losing lilies or iris or bleeding heart or daylilies, hosta, and your root crop vegetables, it's a vole. And Messina, their product is safe for the vegetable garden.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 wearily. Weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced Season Long Weed Control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced Season Long Weed Control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com. Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Most other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue below ground. But Complete's two-way formula kills ants, fleas, and ticks above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests like grubs and mole crickets for up to 3 months. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 405-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We were talking a little earlier about the blight, and I was telling that you can use either the Agrifos made by Monterey Lawn and Garden or Plant Doctor made by Organocide. And these products you mix with water in a bucket. Take your tomato seedlings, root ball and foliage, dip it in so that you soak the foliage and the root ball absorbs a lot of the liquid, and then plant. And you repeat the process 3 times, 2 weeks in a row, 2 weeks apart, rather. And it will eliminate the blight on tomatoes. Now, the other problem that tomatoes get, if you're not liming your soil and your soil is getting acidic, on the very bottom of your tomato, you get a little brown spot that begins to rot. And you don't notice it till you get ready to pick the tomato. You pick the tomato and you look on the bottom and it's all black. And you end up throwing it away. Before you plant, or once they're in the ground, sprinkle around each plant. The people that make Plant Doctor have a product called Tomato Maker. And it will eliminate blossom and rot. And if you ever planted zucchini or summer squash, and the ends of the squash where the flower is attached begins to rot. Looks like a chewed up cigar. S blossom and rot. So put the tomato maker on it. That will take care of it. If you can't find tomato maker, Fertiloam makes a product called calcium nitrate. And calcium nitrate will eliminate blossom and rot. Great product. Does a super job and will keep blossom and rot out of your garden. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine, and she's got a question about her dahlias.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Hi. I overwintered my tubers, and they're doing great. I actually changed the mix I put them in. I just put them in peat moss, dried peat moss. But the some of the other ones I grew in pots on my deck, and they did great. They're in huge pots. And I put them in my basement. Well, the problem is I don't have a garage, and now they're starting to sprout. And, you know, it's 32 degrees up here. Do I put them out during the day? And because they're not going to do well inside. I don't have a house that gets a lot of sunlight. Do I put them out during the day when it's warmer and bring them in at night? There's like
that's what I would do, and I've had the same problem with dahlias where I've put them away for the winter. I'll pack them in peat moss, and all of a sudden I'll start to see the sprout. So I'll pot them, and I just keep them in the house when it's cold. Like right now it's 37, so I'm a little bit warmer than you are. And I just keep them inside. And then during the day, once the temperatures get up 40 degrees or warmer, I'll put them outside out of the wind.
Mm-hmm.
They can, and they'll do great. They'll begin the hardening off process, which makes the fibers in the stems thicker and stronger. It'll keep the plant a little bit shorter because of the cold temperature. But once the temperatures warm up, then the plant will really begin to grow. You'll end up with a nice, bushy, strong stem plant. And I do have a garage. I do have a tool shed. And if you've got a tool shed, put them in the tool shed for the night.
Thank you, Paul.
Or bring them in, and they'll do real well. But they've got to go out during the day, if possible. They need the light. If you can't, put them near a window just so that they don't stretch. If they stretch, then they're going to fall over. Thank you.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.